Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. And as always, so glad that you are here with me. And don't know if your day is just getting started. Don't know if it's ending. Don't know where you are, what you're doing. But here we are. I'm glad you're listening again. Appreciate it. If these shows are helping you in any way, please pass it on to someone as well. I am grateful that I'm sober. That, again, is the headline of my mental newspaper. I'm sober. I'm grateful for that. I don't just say that. I'm grateful for it. Could lose it all. I can't make a decision that I'm going to stay sober. But I can decide today to enlarge my spiritual life and do things for my recovery. That's what I can do. You know what we haven't done in a while? I think it's time for, because it's May now. I think it's time to do it again. I think, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? I think it's time. Let's do it, I think.
It's time once again for Sarcastic Daily Meditations.
May 1st. If someone else is celebrating something, find a way to make it about you. Sarcastic Daily Meditations has been brought to you by pain. Years of pain. Yeah, so there it is. Seemed appropriate. Haven't done it in a while, and why not? I think it's very funny. Anyways, I've shared about it. I've talked about it a lot. I've been going to a lot of meetings on Zoom all over the place, all over the world. Earlier today, I got to share at a meeting in Turkey. When I'm done recording this, I'll be sharing at a meeting in Arizona. And tomorrow I'll be sharing right here in my hometown. And it's just, it's great to be reminded and learn more about and experience more of the scope of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's, you know, I go to meetings and I start telling myself that the little meeting all I go to is AA. And it's how AA runs, and it's the AA culture, and it's the AA, you know, even though I've been to AA all over the place, I just forget that. That's not true. It's really, to me, overwhelmingly gorgeous to experience the breadth of Alcoholics Anonymous worldwide. The people at the meeting today were just all about the solution. It was just, there's so much sobriety and gratitude and you know, the same. I mean, it's just, we have a common solution, a upon which we can absolutely agree. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing that Alcoholics Anonymous is small enough to be personal and fit in my pocket. And it's just big enough to be everywhere. And just, it's just awesome. It really is. I love it. If you haven't taken advantage of this situation where we can just basically go to a meeting whenever you want, you know, again, I would check it out. You know, some people told me that they have a hard time with it. I understand it's weird, you know, at first, but I think the weirdest thing about it is you can really see sometimes people not listening at all to what's going on. And I don't want anybody to look at me and get that feeling that I'm not listening to them. I personally don't care anymore, but I remember there's been a lot of time in my sobriety where that would really hurt me, particularly when I was new. Newer, and it's just important. It's just another way to practice listening. It's just a different format, but it's another way to practice getting out of self by listening. And you can hide the self view if that distracts you. But it's really cool. I really like it a lot. I've met a lot of people on Zoom. And anyway, so just had to say that. But what I wanted to talk about today was something awesome that is in the Big Book, and it's in We Agnostics, and it's, I don't want to read it, and it is the last three sentences on page 46. And it says, it says, "We found that God does not make too hard terms with those who seek him. To us, the realm of spirit is broad, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. It is open, we believe, to all men, to everyone." I'll read it again. "We found that God does not make too hard terms with those who seek him. So if you're looking, it's easy to get in. If you're really looking. To us, the realm of the spirit is broad, roomy." Imagine that. Imagine roomy. Plenty of room, not cramped, not... But you can... There's plenty of room. It's broad and roomy, all-inclusive. Anyone can get in. "Never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek." Honestly. It's never forbidding or exclusive if you're sincerely looking. That's what earnestly seeking would mean. Earnestly. Seriously. Seeking. Searching. Looking. If you're sincerely searching and looking, in their experience, the realm of the spirit is roomy and it's all inclusive. And that is, it's incredible, I think. But I mean, that's just a few little sentences that I read, but it says a lot. If you really think about it, it says a lot. My experience is in alignment with that. That's why it means so much to me, because when I honestly started looking, he revealed himself. Not once, not twice, repeatedly, obviously, again and again. For me, the inner experience of his presence was there. And, you know, it's not because, I mean, before I got sober, I was not a good person. I was not good to people. And even in sobriety, I have hurt people. I have wronged people. I have done the wrong thing. I have come up short. I failed to hit the mark over and over and over and over and over and over. And I will never stop coming up short. Yet, what I just read rings true. I think I shared it on here that the most comforting thing anyone ever told me was, and it was, they were saying it as if they were the voice of God saying, you know, don't be afraid. If you know to look for me, you already found me. If you know to look for me, you already found me. I don't remember who told me that, but it rocked my world, because if anyone, the point to all this, I guess, that I want to make and I'm trying to make is that when I was new, when I was a month sober and 2 months sober and 3 months sober and 6 months sober and a year sober and 2 years sober and 3 years sober, and even past that, I think, a little bit, I really complicated my relationship with my higher power. I really complicated the shit out of it. I really made it very fussy and very, it was just fussy. It was just, there was a lot to it. There was things I had to do a certain way and things I had to say at a certain time and in a certain fashion. And there was just lots of structure. There was lots of form. But there was very little substance, comparatively. Frequently. And what I'm trying to say is I was honestly searching, which was enough, because it was sincere. It was enough for me to, I mean, I don't know how I got through it, but it was enough for me to, you know that something was there. And, but there were a lot of times where the form really outweighed the substance. You know, there were a lot of, I went through periods where there were candles, there was incense, there was sitting in certain poses, there was, you know, thinking about it a certain way and being meticulous and structured, and all of that is wonderful. I'm not meaning to say anything contrary to that. All of that is wonderful. But the way I was doing it was just, I was so in my head about God. I was so in my head about God that I was blocked from God. Looking back, I didn't know it at the time. I mean, I felt it. It was rough. It was rough. I was making it rough because I was so in my head, but it was all perfect. I wouldn't change anything about it. Now, I couldn't have changed anything about it. It's how it was. But I was just very in my head about God. And my experience that I have, I guess, landed on is that it's not like that for me today. And this is so personal. It's so different for everyone. But you know, what I read, it's broad and roomy, the realm of the spirit. It's broad and roomy. It's inclusive. If I'm sincere about it, if I'm not insincere, if I really honestly am seeking God, it's easy to get in. And that's such amazing news, I think. And it maybe somebody, maybe you need to hear that. Maybe somebody needs to hear that. I don't know. Maybe you're having a hard time with that. I know I had such a hard time with it. I really did. I mean, I don't take the experience I'm having today for granted. It was hard a lot of times, and I got a lot of help, and knowing what I know now, I'm just moved to say that if it's complicated and it's fussy and it's scary and you're doubting it and all that, totally, it's perfect. It'll get better. If you're capable of loosening up about it somehow mentally and just falling into the idea with your heart, I guess is the best way I could explain it, then my hat's off to you. I think that's probably all it would have taken if I could have done that. And the times I did do that, that worked. The times I just fell into it with my heart leading the way, that seemed to be the most effective way for me to connect with my higher power. But again, this is all so deeply personal. And, yeah, I'll read it one more time because it's so beautiful. And again, if you want to read along, it is on the page I like to call, where was it? It's in a chapter called Where Am I Right Now? It's in We Agnostics, and it's in the bottom of page 46. And I'll read it again. We found that God does not make too hard terms with those who seek him. To us, the realm of spirit is broad, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. It is open, we believe, to all men. And so maybe you're having a hard time with everything that's going on. Maybe you're having a hard time unrelated to everything going on. Maybe you're new and you're all in your head about God. Maybe you just are, and you've been around. Anyway, the birds are kind of quiet today. I don't know what's going on. They're strangely quiet. Sometimes they just get along. They're there. I'm watching them. but they're in harmony right now. Maybe you know what it is? I think that they're listening, and I think that what I read helped them too. You just get a little bit of my unfunniness in this show. Can you imagine what it's like to be with me all the time? I joke around like that a lot, and heaven help those in my company. Have an amazing weekend, seriously. And you're not alone if you're having a hard time. And I am going to go try to live a life that is worth saving. And I hope